Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. We're continuing our series on bitterness. Now, some of you may be thinking, you don't need to watch today's program because you don't feel like you're bitter, or maybe you've already repented of bitterness in your life. But let me ask you this. Do you ever catch yourself thinking a lot about a person you're angry with? Do you replay hurtful things they've said to you over and over in your mind? Are you constantly remembering a painful event that you have lived through? Well, those thoughts can indicate that you may still have some bitterness hidden in your soul. If you examine yourself, I'm sure you'll find at least one area you've allowed bitterness to creep in. Maybe it's towards your spouse or your children. Perhaps it's your boss or somebody at work. Whatever the case, bitterness is dangerous because it wounds your soul. Then it can cause all kinds of pain, disease, and lack in your life. When I started going after bitterness in my own life, I had all kinds of physical, mental, emotional, and even financial problems that were connected to it. I had unexplained weight gain that I couldn't get rid of. I suffered with repeated infections that wouldn't go away. I had issues in my marriage that kept plaguing us. I even experienced a time where I unexplainably lost a massive amount of muscle tissues in my legs. The degeneration was so bad that I had a layer of loose skin hanging off my thighs. And I was weak and extremely tired after doing even the most simple tasks. The good news is that I got supernaturally healed of that horrible condition after I was healed of the bitterness in my soul. Today, we're going to talk about how ancient soul wounds can cause you to respond negatively towards difficult people and trying situations. The good news is that today, you're going to get free of those negative character bends towards bitterness. Let's join the conference now. Bitterness is poisoning and consuming just countless areas in your life. Because that's what bitterness does. It consumes. It devours. It brings sickness and disease on you. It breaks up relationships. It causes marriages to split. It causes businesses to sink. Bitterness is a toxic poison that can pollute every single area of our life. So when you get healed of it, you are going to see new life spring up in every area of your existence. Amen? Bitterness, once it wounds the soul, that wound controls you. It controls the way you think. It controls your emotions. It also controls your will. We've got to make sure we do not let ourselves get embroiled in bitterness when we have to go through life's events. If you're a born-again believer, Christ is in your spirit. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Do you think he's bitter about anything? Absolutely not. So bitterness lives in the soul. It is an actual sin that can wound your soul, man. And then when that wound is in there that was created by bitterness, it can begin to control every part of your soul. So there is such an animal as a generational iniquity of bitterness. Amen. How could you tell if you had it? Well, one of the ways is, how's your natural response to difficult situations and circumstances? When somebody tells you something negative, bad, distressing, something that's a bummer, how do you respond? Do you naturally respond with, oh, what? You're kidding, right? Oh, I knew they were going to do that. Yeah, wonder what they're going to do next. Do you respond with bitterness? It's kind of like your natural response. How many people have that? See, what happens is these generational iniquities, these wounds, they live in the soul. And they're so powerful, they have the ability to bend your character towards a certain behavior, be it bitterness, fear, anxiousness, depression, whatever it is. These generational iniquities have that kind of power to literally bend your character towards that evil. You know, the root of the word iniquity is this, to bend. To bend. That's what a generational iniquity does. It bends your character towards that particular sin. It becomes a natural response to you. That's one of the many ways you can tell if you have been born with these generational iniquities. Amen? For me, I definitely had a bitter bent. Everything for me was negative, negative, negative. I mean, I would respond with like an explosion every time anybody told me anything negative. I mean, I went into Linda Blair mode when somebody told me negative. I spun my head around and then like puked out green pea soup on everybody. All right? It was, and that was my natural response. And I realized that as a Christian, that was pretty unacceptable. And that I should try to be positive when these situations would arise in my life. So I started practicing, right? People would tell me something horrible, and I'd go and brace myself, right? Switch gears and go, oh, well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I would try to make myself act like, you know, the happy, praise the Lord type person. But I was full of bitterness. Full of bitterness. And I was to discover that it was ancient bitterness, too, not only my own in my lifetime, but it was coming from a generational iniquity that was literally bending my character towards that response. I remember when God began to reveal it to me, I had a vision one time. I had this vision, because I was asking God to show me what to do, of this coffee tree. You know those things that sit on top of your counter and they have little arms and they hold coffee mugs on them? On this coffee tree, it was sitting on top of my counter, and as I'm looking at this coffee tree, I knew somehow in this vision that because that coffee tree was mine, that there were ancient demonic forces that could attack me because I owned it. And so I come out of the vision, and I'm totally frustrated, right? It's like I'm really trying to deal with a horrible problem here, and then God does something like that and shows me a coffee tree. It's like, yeah, right, God, what does that mean? All right. And so I look up the word coffee. You're not gonna believe what the word coffee means. It means the root of it, bitter water. And it's like, well, these coffee trees hold mugs on them, right? On the arms. And he goes, yeah, see, you have so much bitterness that you're drinking mugs full of it. Your cup overfloweth. So I was like, wow, oh, wow, bummer, total bummer, okay. So I'm like, okay, God, where did I get it? And he's like, it's ancient bitterness in your soul. And I said, I need to see that in scripture. And what about these demonic things I saw floating around it? Like, what does that mean? And he showed me the answer to both those questions. He took me to Hebrews 12. I'll read it to you now. Starting verse 14, it says, follow peace with all men in holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness, everybody say root of bitterness, springing up trouble you, say trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Okay, so when you look at that word root of bitterness, it's telling us not to have a root of bitterness. What does that mean? If you look at the word root in the Strong's, it actually is a metaphor for offspring or prodigy, meaning that bitterness is generational, that it gets passed down to you through the generations. Amen? Maybe your ancestors started or whatever, but then it gets passed down to you. So when it's talking about a root of bitterness, it means that we have to go back to the root in our bloodline to get it out. Amen? Now it says this, remember it says, be careful, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. Everybody say trouble you. Well, I looked at the word trouble, and I was shocked and happy at the same time because it gave me my answer about this demonic spirits I saw floating around and attached to this coffee tree. That word trouble there, when you look it up in the Strong's, in the etymology of that word at the root, it means this, listen, to be vexed, molested, and troubled by demons. Oh, bummer. Makes you think about next time you want to let yourself be controlled by that bitter bent in your soul and allow yourself to be bitter. Because when you do, that bitterness is like blood in the water to sharks. Those demons are right there to attach themselves to the bitterness that's in your soul. And then they're ready to vex, molest, and trouble you. Amen? And since they're ancient demons, they're very powerful. And they can do many different things to you, including make you sick. In fact, they can make you so sick with terminal diseases and disorders of every kind, they could actually kill you before your appointed time. How many of you know that the Bible says in Hebrews 9 that we all have an appointed time to die? How many of you have read that scripture? God has actually picked a time for us to go on to glory. Amen? Okay, but did you know that many people are not dying in God's time? They're dying out of his time. Now, how do I know? Because if every single person was dying in God's time, Jesus would have never resurrected anyone from the dead. Okay, he resurrected the widow of Nain, Jairus' daughter, and Lazarus. Okay, you know, Jesus would never have resurrected anyone that died at God's appointed time. Because Jesus said in John 5, I only do what I see the Father doing. He would never go against the Father. And resurrecting somebody who died at God's appointed time would be a rebellion against the Father. So in other words, those three people he resurrected, it must have not been their time.
People tend to think of missions as overseas evangelism in some country far away. But one of the biggest mission fields is in the prison near your own home. We are called to minister to incarcerated men and women all over the world. Together, we can go into the most critical mission field of all, the prison near you.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking package, Live Free, Escaping the Trap of Bitterness of Soul. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Live Free.
Is your mind full of angry thoughts about a person or a difficult situation? If so, you could have a wound in your soul from bitterness. Now, are there also sicknesses in your body, or are you broke in your finances? Believe me, these things are connected. Once I got healed of the bitterness in my soul, I received numerous physical miracles and major financial breakthroughs. You can too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Now, we have to understand something. God has an appointed time, and believe it or not, when that moment arrives, you are supposed to be totally well and strong and healthy when you go. Does the Bible say that? Yep, watch. This is Job 21. This is the will of God for your passing on to glory. One dies in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet, breast full of milk, and his bones are full of marrow and moistening. That's God's will for your death. You be strong, healthy, running around the grandkids, jogging, swimming, everything else, right to the last moment at your appointed time. Now, the next verse tells us why people are dying out of God's appointed time. Ready? Next verse. And the other dies in bitterness of soul. People are dying out of God's time because they're carrying these ancient wounds of bitterness. They're not getting them corrected. They're actually allowing their character to be bent towards that bitterness and getting more and more bitter. The wounds are getting bigger and bigger until finally these ancient demonic spirits activate. They come and they put cancer and disease and disorder of every kind. And then that person dies out of God's appointed time because they died of bitterness of soul. We got to get rid of all this bitterness, man. We got to get rid of the stuff that's happened in our life. You know, hey, okay, so your ex burned you, took everything in the divorce, and left you with nothing. Is it going to do you any good to be bitter about it? No. Is it going to hurt him? He's happy as pie. He don't care. But it's going to make you sick. It's going to take your business away from you. It's going to steal your ministry. It's going to cause you to separate from your kids even more. It's going to cause major problems in your life. Remember, Romans 1 says that Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, which is the power or dunamis unto salvation. When you were saved, dunamis power came, and it's what made that happen. It's resurrection power. It resurrected your dead spirit man unto eternal life. So now you have a tank full of dunamis power. That's what the word power there means, dunamis. You have a tank full that never runs out. It lives inside of you. And it not only resurrected your dead spirit man unto eternal life, but it does a bunch of other cool stuff. Because if you look up the word dunamis, it means what? Number one, excellence of soul. It's able to heal every wound that came through you from your family line that you were born with. Every bitter wound that you developed during your lifetime. It also means the power to perform miracles. So it's able to heal your body when you start getting sick because you have bitterness in your soul. Amen? Over these next two sessions, I'm going to be telling stories. All kinds of embarrassing, terribly embarrassing stories. About myself, mostly, and other friends of mine and other people that I've known that have been healed of these generational iniquities of bitterness that lived in their soul. And when they did, they got major miracles in their physical body. So just pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I realize bitterness is much more dangerous than I could possibly imagine. So I want to be totally healed of it. I ask that you would wash away all the sin of bitterness that I've committed in my own life and all the sins of bitterness that my ancestors committed all the way back to Adam. I repent for getting bitter towards people, saying judgmental, critical, evil, angry, hateful words towards them and about them. I repent for doing that. And I sincerely forgive them. I know I'll feel it once the wound is healed. But by faith, right now, I forgive them completely of every offense that they've ever committed against me, whether real or perceived. Lord Jesus, I command the dunamis resurrection power that's in me to flow out of my spirit into my soul and go to every single wound in my soul that came from bitterness. I command those wounds to be healed by the power that's in me. I am excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul. I receive the resurrection power that's in my spirit. And as it's released into my soul, I know I will be resurrected just like Lazarus. I will not die before God's appointed time because of bitterness of soul. I will pass on to glory, my bones full of marrow and moistening, my breasts full of milk, and I will be quiet, at ease, full of strength, full of vitality, because I have no bitterness of soul. Now just receive that dunamis power. I command it to go into your soul right now. I command it to go into your soul and make your soul excellent in the name of Jesus right now. I command your body to be filled with the dunamis power that's inside of you and cause that dunamis power to perform a miracle in you to heal your body of every disease and disorder that is coming from bitterness. And I command your character not to be bent towards bitterness, that you would be so healed of these generational iniquities of bitterness that you would no longer bend in your response towards the reaction of bitterness, but instead it would be easy for you to react in peace, in joy, in happiness, in calmness, that you would possess your soul because your soul was no longer being controlled by these ancient bitter bents In the name of Jesus, I command it for you. Do you receive it? If you do, shout amen. Let's just give God a praise. Amen.
I met you before. You healed my eye.
I healed your eye. What happened?
I was born with congenital hereditary cataracts.
This is the woman! I've been looking for you, girl. Okay, let's hear all the testimony. Okay, so I was just here. That happened, didn't it?
Yeah, it was just that. It's just my right eye.
Okay.
And you can see the gray. You still see it. You see the...
I do. A little bit of gray, yeah. Okay, so you're saying that you couldn't see out of the side of your eye before.
No light.
There was no light.
I couldn't see nothing. Not dark, blacker than me and you and this shirt. You said it would get better day by day, and it has.
Okay, so did something happen right away that day?
Oh, yeah, when I took my hand down, I could see out the side. I mean, colors, like, I can do it now. Somebody I ain't seen already, but I can see, like, all the blue, all the gray. I can see all the way up to, like, right here.
You could only see black, but then all of a sudden you could see colors.
I could see colors, and then it started, like silhouettes, like images. But now I can see, I can see you pretty good. That's pretty cool.
Describe.
Oh.
Maybe you better not.
No, I can. I mean, I see the difference between your shirt and you. I can see your eyes. I can see the blue and pink behind.
Yeah.
I can see the light, which I never saw any of that. I can see a portion of the mic. I can see your hand.
God. Wow. And you could never see any of that before.
No.
So it's getting progressively better and better every day?
Yes.
That was like what, a couple months ago?
About a couple of months ago.
Okay, ready? Stand there. Father, now, we know you're going to complete the work. We decree it right now. And she's already seeing hands, mics, colors, hair, different silhouettes, differences, and we know you're going to make it sharp like she's watching HD TV. And everybody shout amen.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. Do you naturally respond to difficult situations and trying people by getting defensive, angry, or even critical? If so, it may be because you were born with a bent in your character towards bitterness. Now, ask yourself, are you also physically, mentally, or emotionally suffering in any kind of way? Well, the two can be connected. Let's get it all healed right now. Just pray along with me. Just say, Lord Jesus, I believe you can do anything, including healing me of any dangerous or destructive character bends. So right now, I ask that you straighten out that bend in my soul towards bitterness. Cleanse my bloodline of that behavior all the way back to Adam in Jesus' name. Change the way I respond to difficult situations by healing me. I repent for being bitter. Thank you for your blood that's cleansing me of that bitter bent. In Jesus' name. Okay, keep praying with me. Say, I thank you, Lord, that you are also healing me of the wounds caused by my sins with your resurrection dunamis power. That power lives in my spirit, man. I release that dunamis right now to do what dunamis means, make me excellent of soul. I believe you're healing my soul of every bitter root so that I will no longer have a bent towards bitterness and negativity. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to continue praying these prayers so that you can get to the root of all the bitterness in your soul. It took me a few months to get healed of every bitter bent that was controlling me, because bents in our character can run far back through our family line. So it may take a little bit to get totally healed, but the good news is that Jesus died for every single character bent in you. And the Bible says that you carry around in your body the power of his cross and his resurrection. So you already have everything you need to get healed. When I got healed of my bitter bent, it changed my life. I was so angry about everything all the time. But as soon as my healing came, I felt so much peace and I felt so relieved. I encourage you to fiercely go after your healing by just spending a few minutes every day praying these simple prayers and using your faith to release what you already have. When you do, you'll start to see your life is going to dramatically change. People tend to think of missions as overseas evangelism in some country far away. But one of the biggest mission fields is in the prison near your own home. We are called to minister to incarcerated men and women all over the world. Together, we can go into the most critical mission field of all, the prison near you.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking package, Live Free, Escaping the Trap of Bitterness of Soul. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll free, 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Live Free.
Is your mind full of angry thoughts about a person or a difficult situation? If so, you could have a wound in your soul from bitterness. Now, are there also sicknesses in your body, or are you broke in your finances? Believe me, these things are connected. Once I got healed of the bitterness in my soul, I received numerous physical miracles and major financial breakthroughs. You can too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Like I said, I was so filled with bitterness. It took many months for it to all come out. And just to let you know, it got worse during the process. There were days that I would feel an uncontrollable anger rising up in me over the littlest things. And I would think, what is going on? I'm supposed to be getting better, not worse. Then God told me what it was. He said there are ancient demonic spirits attached to bitterness. And the closer you get to the root, the more they rise up and try to drive you to get angry and bitter. So your job is to keep believing and decreeing until you get to the source in your soul, then that spirit will have to leave. So don't give up. You'll know when the breakthrough happens because you'll feel a shift towards peace in here. Be encouraged. Jesus is making it happen right now. See you next week.